Hello, everyone. It's Richard Lannan back for Set for Success, where we discuss what you need to do to be successful in business, career, and life. Now, isn't that an interesting combination? Don't you think so? Well, I think so. So guess what? Today, I have a ton of questions, like things like, what am I going to be doing in my future? You know, or do I even know what I'm going to do in my future? What about my kids? What are they going to be doing in their future? And is my youngest going to go to university or school or some future thing? Yeah, my oldest has already left the nest. So we're good there. So what is my youngest going to be doing? What about my future grandkids? Okay, kids, if you're listening to me, dad wants grandkids. So there's something there for you too. Will I be able to retire someday? When will I retire and where will I retire? How about travel? Can I take all those trips that I want to do? I also think about my business side too. You know, what am I going to be doing this year, 3 years from now, 5 years from now? Do I have a plan in place? Where's the money going to come from? Where's the money going? Do I have an investment plan, a good investment plan? Do my clients have a good investment plan? Or do they save enough money for their people? Or do they have plans in place where they can actually manage their people appropriately financially? What's going on overall that way? When I think about it, I guess I think about the future a lot, and I think about money a lot. If you ask my wife, she probably says I think about money too much. That's sort of a little inside thing for both of us. But I figure somebody has to think about money. Maybe that is why we have banks and investment organizations. They think about money and the future a lot. I would hope they think about money in the future a lot, that's for sure, and our future. So I guess you can gather what we're going to talk about today, money, but more from an investment perspective. Investing now, investing in the future, investing in yourself, your company, your people. Maybe you even want a career in the investment industry. So that's something we can probably talk about today, too. And serving other people through proper investing. Maybe more from a business situation. But overall, we're going to be looking at sort of the idea of investment services with our guest. And our guest today is Tom Aldridge from Investor Groups. Tom, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Richard. It's a pleasure to be here today. I appreciate you reaching out and sharing some of our stories today.
Yeah. You know, before we get started, an interesting way we actually met. We met at a CAFE event about a month ago or so. Now, if you're listening, CAFE stands for Canadian Association of Family Enterprises. I always like to, you know, so I was glad to actually be able to meet you there.
Yeah, CAFE's a great organization looking to expand, of course, their membership across the country. So a lot of exciting things that are going on with CAFE these days.
Yeah. Now, Tom, we're going to be chatting a bit more, probably more on the investment side, because that's your background. But just as we're connecting with people and everything, tell us a little bit about yourself personally.
Well, Richard, I started off my career with a local company here in Winnipeg, Richardson Green Shield. So started off, as many know and many don't know, it was the only place in the world you could trade canola futures and options, or futures in particular, in the world. And so that was here locally at Portage in Maine, and started off as a trader's assistant and worked my way through. We were eventually bought by RBC Dominion Securities, or Royal Bank.
Okay.
And so that was my career start. 7 to 8 years spent with that company.
And now, how long ago was that?
That was 15 years ago.
15 years ago. Out of curiosity, 15 years ago. So what were you doing before that? Like, what was the trigger that said, I think I'll get into investment field?
Yeah, well, you know what? It was happenstance. It was maybe a little bit of my attitude.
Okay.
You know, as a trader, you needed to have a little bit of attitude to be doing what you do.
Independence.
For sure. I like that.
Independence and autonomy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I enjoyed the money side of the business. I enjoyed helping clients. I enjoyed speaking with clients and serving. At the end of the day, it was serving the client's best interest and doing what was right for them and doing it for them in a timely and orderly fashion.
Out of curiosity, I mean, you're Manitoban?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So where did you do sort of your formal education and stuff? Like, what part of the peg are you from?
Yeah, well, St. James, born and bred, now living in River Heights. I lost the battle with my spouse.
Oh, sure.
She's
we
a River
do.
Heights person, so we, yeah. So yeah, you're right there. It wasn't a battle. It was she won that right away.
Yeah.
So living in River Heights now, grew up in St. James. Only attended high school.
Okay.
Didn't have the opportunity to attend university, and quite honestly, you touched on it in your opening session there about, you know, funds available for university, so my family, we didn't have a plan in place for me to go to university, and I just really wasn't sure how to do it. So I eventually just left and joined the workforce almost immediately after high school.
After high school. That's quite interesting. So, you know, I hope you don't mind. I'll go back into the personal life a little bit because we can talk about investments all day. But I always find that the journey, and part of Set for Success is actually exploring the journey of a person's life, right? So, you know, high school, you finished up high school, you went out, and what kind of job did you get right out of high school?
Well, I think, you know, if I remember correctly, it was an electrical company, friend of the families. They were looking for somebody. I went to a vocational school, which had me, you know, working with my hands and in the electrical field. So I went to Sturgeon Creek at the time, was a vocational school. And so, you know, did all of my university grade courses as well as took this electrical vocation, which I still use to this day. I do all my own electrical in my home, which is, you know, it still has paid off quite handsomely.
Yeah, it is sort of handy. You know, it's funny you would say that because in high school, I went to a technical vocational school too. I went to Tech Bach.
Okay.
And I studied graphic design and advertising, and I was always into the whole marketing side. I always loved that side of business, that very creative side of business. So we have something in common.
Yeah, there you are. Know? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was always an inquisitiveness of me. You know, I always wanted to know what people were up to, and I always wanted to know what they were doing. Like you asking me today, you know, where you come from? And that's important to me, is that making a connection. We live in such a busy, busy life these days that, you know, it's easy to go through 2 and 3, 4 days and not really connect with anybody personally.
So you live in River Heights. Yeah. Do your kids go to Grant Park?
No children. So it's just myself, and that's okay.
I guess I should have asked.
No, that's fair. That's fair. A common that we're not choosing at this point, but so no children right now. So just myself and my spouse Dima
and a dog
and no dogs even. we like to travel. We would be what would be called those two single sort of couple.
Yeah. You can use the word if you want.
I don't think I will.
That's okay. Yeah. Dual income, no kids.
Correct.
Yeah, we'll just put it there.
You can extrapolate the rest.
That's the way it goes.
Sure.
So obviously at some point in time, you decide to get into the investment business and start to explore that. Initially, I guess, was there some an education feature that was required?
No, it was a living experience. It's a very, very simple story. 2006, my father, I was still working in a sales background, industrial sales. And my father, who worked at Boeing for 30 plus years, decided he was going to retire. So he had let us know as a family that he was going to retire in 2009. So he had notified the company. You know, he'd been a company man for a number of years. He let the company know, and he said, "I'm going to retire in May of 2009." Well, if you can imagine that by May of 2009, the world was going to end. The stock market was down.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the market was down. There was job losses across the nation, including, of course, Canada and the United States.
You know what we'll do? Why don't we take a short break, Tom, and we'll come back and we'll pick it up in 2009.
Perfect.
Because I would love to talk about what happened in 2009 and
Perfect.
Maybe share some experiences myself. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you know, we've been talking about some interesting stuff here. And with my guest, Tom Aldridge from Investors Group. And just before a break, Tom and I were talking about 2009. He was telling me a little bit about his history. So I think we sort of left off with 2009, sort of about May time, sort of sucked a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess
is that a good word?
Yeah,
to use?
I don't think we used the word "suck" in our client, communication. But or at that time, I wasn't an advisor. But certainly, things were tough. I think we were reading the newspapers, we were watching the news, and there really wasn't a second that went by where we didn't hear about something going, you know, sideways.
Yeah, in the marketplace, and especially with the real estate industry and what had happened there
in the USA. Correct.
Yeah, and you were chatting a bit about, was it your father-in-law?
Yes, my father,
and so he was just your father, and that he was retiring at that point in time. So what was the impact on your life at that point? Because that was sort of an interesting story to pick up on.
Yeah, so we go back to the May, he had decided it was sort of June of that year, and went to Boeing, great send-off, sort of the cake and the whole nine yards, and thank you so much. And by about the middle of the summer, we noticed a certain change in the way that my father was acting and reacting. And, you know, we were trying to figure out, and when I say we, it's myself and my sister. So as a family unit, we noticed a change. Yeah. And we thought maybe it was the retirement. He missed, you know, the daily activities, maybe, you know. So but what it was is he was really concerned that he wasn't going to be able to do what he had set out to do, which was live on the assets that he had saved up over his lifetime.
Okay, so basically he was starting to experience the stress and everything of being retired from a different perspective.
Yeah, he didn't know where his paycheck was going to come from.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that was sort of the side that got you into the financial investment market?
I immediately picked up the phone and called my investors group consultant, and I said, I don't think I trust you anymore.
Oh, really? Wow. And so what did you do from there?
Well, so because I'm a little bit younger than my father by 25 years.
Well, that's a good thing.
Thank you. So
but you're not your old grandpa.
No, that's right. That's right. Okay, sometimes good. I act like that. So what we did is my investors group advisor walked me through what they would have done, how they would have protected him through retirement, and explained and had something in writing and a plan in place that detailed, in the event this happens, here's how we're going to protect you.
Okay. And so you developed out that plan and went from there.
As soon as I saw him develop that plan, I guess in theory, for what he would have done to help my family out, I said, I want to do that for a living.
You want to do that for a living. So, you know what? That actually poses a very interesting question. So what is included? Maybe this is the right question. You tell me. What is included in a good sort of financial plan for a family?
Well, you
or an
know,
individual starting out, even.
Yeah, I think the first and foremost is that there is a connection. I did start the show today about connection, and that's very, very important. Is that you need to make sure that that you're connected with this person. They have the same values that you have. Each of us identify different values that are important to them, and you want to make sure that that's a question you could openly ask your advisor, whether it's through the banking channel, whether it's through an independent channel, or through other
organizations, organizations.
So right out of the gates, are you comfortable telling them everything? And I mean everything.
Yeah. And when you say values, can you give us some examples? This is a pretty heavy word.
Big time, yeah. Right. No, well, I mean, values, sure. But values is in regards to how they approach the planning process.
Okay.
So when we use that, we follow some guidelines through the Certified Financial Planning designation. And so of which something that we're looking to attain right now, my business partner is already a CFP or Certified Financial Planner. So that's something that we hold of high value in the industry. And so... you know, we want to make sure that our clients understand that our beliefs are 100% that having a plan is of utmost importance. We believe in full financial planning.
Sure.
Meaning we would cover all aspects of your financial life. We
okay.
believe in managed money.
Yeah.
So meaning how do we – what's our investment philosophy and how do we stick to it?
So what are some of the components, though, a financial plan might incorporate?
Sure. We would always use what we would call the six disciplines in our business, and a lot of other financial institutions would use this.
And that's interesting, because I suspect that most of our listeners don't know what the six disciplines are.
Well, I can tell you what they are.
And I'm a reasonably savvy investor. And you know what? I don't know what they are, but I might know them after you tell me. So let's go for it. Let's break it down a little bit. What are the six disciplines?
Well, I'll go through them quickly, and we can, if you want to expand, we'll try.
Well, let's try the list first.
Sure.
Can we do that first?
Retirement plan itself. So what does that plan look like? When, what, and how? How much? What does that check look like?
Okay.
What does that check look like? Insurance planning. It could be as easy and simple as your home insurance. How is it covered? Are you covered for floods in your basement in the event something happens? Do you have life insurance? Boy, everyone loves talking about that, but maybe not so much life insurance anymore. What about that kind of insurance that if you don't die? Because everyone's living now.
Yeah, everybody's living now. So do you have living insurance?
Correct. So, you know, the life insurance companies certainly want to make sure that that your family's taken care of in the event that you expire early.
Yeah, expire early. That's a nice word.
What happens if you don't expire?
Okay.
You're sick instead.
Sure. So then we can talk about that a little bit more.
Cash management and cash flow. You know, there are all sorts of lending facilities in our world these days, but how do you manage them all? How do you make sure that you're treating them correctly and with respect, because you can get yourself in trouble?
Okay.
So,
fair
you
enough.
Know,
cash
from
management
a debt
comes
side.
Bad debt side. Okay.
Yeah,
so what would be the other two?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got we want to certainly make sure that we're looking at estate plans.
Okay.
You know, first and foremost, the dreaded will. Yeah. What does your will say? And on top of that, what does your parents' will say?
Okay.
Are you involved in that process? How do you open that conversation?
You know, you've got me taking notes. I usually do these interviews without taking notes, and I'm taking notes.
I don't want to be a commercial, though, Richard.
No, but you know what? I want to break some of these down because I would think that this would be important for a lot of people. So what would be the other one?
The last one is taxes. I mean, okay. We all pay taxes.
Death
and taxes. They're changing. They change. It seems like we change these things as we change our governments, and they change the way that they're handled. They increase them, they decrease them, they take them away, they add them. Yeah. And that's going to affect you.
Yeah,
OAS, for example, how is that taxed and how does that come into play? One of the biggest things, you pay into this thing your whole life. What happens if you make too much money in retirement? Do you know that they'll take it away from you?
Yeah, do you know what portions or anything? And OAS being old age security,
correct.
Just
thank
to make sure.
That.
Yeah, just, well, you know, sometimes we get into using a lot of acronyms,
sure.
And most people probably were. The other thing is, too, is you know, and I'm in our next segment, maybe we'll cover this off. And I think I'd like to break some of this stuff down a little bit further. But, you know, at what age should you start planning? At what age did you start investing? And I know if I look at my dad now, he's 94 years of age, still alive, obviously at 94. You know, he would basically say, well, you know, we start saving right away. Right?
Yeah,
your penny saved is a penny earned.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And even maybe today, that's still applies.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, we like to break down. We break down everything. It seems is we're breaking down. You said 90 for your father.
Yeah.
So we say to ourselves these days, you know, zero. You know, you're born and up until age 30. By age 30, you still these days you're not normally having a family that early anymore.
Yeah.
So things have changed. So 0 to 30, you're trying to find out where you're at. Maybe you've got some school debt. Maybe you know you're trying to figure that out.
You're trying 30 to deal with things.
30 to 60, those are your prime earning years.
Yeah.
And then,
you know what we'll do? We're going to take a break and we're going to come back and talk a bit about maybe the age categories and what it means. And we'll break down some of these sort of different categories we just talked about. This is Richard Lannan. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Richard Lannan here for Set for Success. And are you set for success in your business, career, and life? You know, I think part of being successful is finding a winning approach that helps you set and achieve your goals, whether it's your business goals or your personal goals. Sometimes, you know, there are many peaks, valleys, and detours on the road to our success. Sometimes we might find ourselves stuck, maybe we lose focus, and we need to establish direction or reestablish direction. These are very common things that people experience, but often means working with somebody to do that and maybe unraveling some complex issues in our lives or making some better decisions, but definitely at some point in time establishing a direction. Now, we've been chatting with Tom Aldridge of Investors Groups today, and we've been talking to him a bit about the whole financial area and the things we need to consider as we go through life, either at a young age and in an older age and later on in our lives, and ensuring that we have what we need to continue on and have the lifestyle that we want. We're also going to do, so we're going to continue that conversation when we come back. We're also going to do the 1, 2, 3 Set for Success tips, the things that you need to do in your business or your life or career to be successful, and I'm sure Tom has some ideas about that when we get into that discussion. This is Richard Lannan. You're listening to Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan back for Set for Success. And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking to Tom Aldridge, and Tom is an investment person, a real expert in his space. Now, we were chatting just before break about sort of the different generations or age categories and when you should start investing and what we should look at. And I think we're at the sort of the 30 age range. Wasn't that, Tom, where we sort of ended off?
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about sort of born to 30, figuring things out, not nearly, not as many having families before that. House purchases are usually delayed, you know, the prices are a little
30. Yeah. And there's an interesting stat, and I don't know if it's so much a statistic as it is a visual graph, and it shows the growth of people's careers. And it's quite interesting. When you look at it, growth of careers tend to be from 0 to 30 tend to be very much plain. And then suddenly when you hit 30, that's when people's careers really sort of take off. That's when they get focused on everything. So we're sort of at that time, I guess, is what we're talking about. So let's break that down a little bit more.
Sure.
You know, go a little bit further what you're telling us.
Yeah. So you're the question that you initially asked. So sort of when do we start? So absolutely, we always want to be aware of our finances. Where
sure.
are we going? Certainly, though, it becomes more forefront as your career starts to take off. Your income, hopefully, is starting to maybe increase. You're having more responsibility as far as family obligations, possibly with your career. You might be pushing from, you know, initial entry level positions into management. And, you know, maybe different types of income are coming into play, maybe some commissions or some bonuses and structures. So, you know, how do you handle that? What do you do with it? And without any direction, it's very easy to just go and turn around and spend it all. Because
it's easy
exciting.
To spend money.
It's so exciting. You're
making
so much
opening,
money.
I said, where's the money coming from and where's the money going?
Like any good business, Richard, tying that into, you know, a business is that it's income and expense.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Personal or business planning, it's how much of the family is bringing in, and then what is going out the back door for expenses, and then what's left over is your profit.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was chatting with my dad just before break. We were talking about my dad. He's 94, and I was talking a bit about money, and this guy is sharp as a tack. And he said, you know, Richard, if you can just drop your expenses, that's like tax-free money. Right?
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because it's just like bring your costs down, and you don't have to make more.
That's right.
You just got what you need.
Yeah.
you know?
And, you know, really hard these days. You know, you're being, you know, you got cell phone bills, you got this bill, and you got that bill, and the kids are going to swimming and soccer, and how do you keep up with all that? It's very, very hard.
Yeah, it's very, very hard. And then you want to do some personal development yourself, right?
You're
trying. There might be a course you want to take or a weekend away or something with your significant other.
Sure.
And all those costs. But anyway, let's go back to our thing.
So 30 to 60, you know, you really want to, you're going to have some take, you know, you're it's going to take off. And at that point, you know, very hard for you to stop and say to yourself, how much time do I want to invest in my plan? How much time do I want to invest in my budget? And quite honestly, like a good, you know, personal trainer at the gym, you know, you go to the gym on your own, you could do okay, but probably you might skip a few. But, you know, when you have someone helping you, professional, you're going to hold yourself accountable. And someone that's going to hold you accountable, what you told them what you wanted to accomplish. And that goes back to goal setting.
Okay.
So we're talking about things like, okay, here where I am. So let's stop. Take a photo of where we are right now, a snapshot in time. It doesn't matter if you're in poor shape or not.
Yeah.
And then saying to ourselves, what do I want to see in 3 and 5 and even 10 and even 15 or 20 years out, even though you may only be 30 years old and, you know, so young and ready to, you know, take on the world.
Take on the world and explore everything. And,
but why would I want to think about, you know, 60?
Yeah, I know.
That's twice my age from
and
now.
And then you sort of get into your 50s, and this is where I am, and you start looking back going, where did 30 go?
I should have.
I got a few of those.
I should have. I know, you know, we never want to should on ourselves. We always want to make sure that we're, you know, we're always, you know, saying to ourselves, we can change it now.
Yeah, I wish I had is not always a, you know, a good way to go. What can I do in the future?
So definitely 30 to 60, thinking about this stuff.
Is there like a benchmark out of curiosity that a Canadian should have put aside for the retirement? Is there, you know, I've read so much stuff, and one of my favorite magazines is Money Sense Magazine. I read that, and I just did a plug for their magazine. But I find it's very valuable because they do a lot of write-ups and stories about different peoples in their lives, and there's a lot of numbers that are thrown around as to what you need for your retirement. Is there like any kind of rule or thumb? Yeah,
I've seen them, but unfortunately, my beliefs are that none of them fit.
Okay,
none of them fit because they're not you.
So that's almost saying like, what is the lifestyle you want to have?
Correct.
Is that the
everyone's
right thing?
Going to retire. No matter what,
you will
retire.
It's not really an option.
It's not an option. You can't stop it.
It's like the cow goes out. I grew up in the country. The cow goes out the pasture. Ooh, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, thanks. No, you are going to retire. So unfortunately, that's death and taxes. You will retire at some point from your current career. And it may be something completely different. You may decide that you know, you always wanted to drive a bus. You always wanted to, you know, be an outdoor guide or who knows. But the real fact of the matter is that what does your plan look like? Because as we talked about before, income and expenses, if you have a very simple lifestyle, then your number is certainly a lot different for someone who wants to travel every 6 months and leave their confines of Canada for 6 months at a time. Much different expenses.
Very, very different. It's funny you would say that because I learned a very valuable lesson from my father-in-law, and he was a CN man, rail car guy, worked all his life. And when he got to retire, he sold his house. I have a whole story around that. And he bought himself an RV. And him and his wife lived in their RV for like forever, right? But then they would go to they had a big Catholic family, right? And so then they would go to every family's place. They would stay for 2 weeks and then leave.
See?
They had it all figured out.
His expenses were fuel and fun.
Fuel and fun. on, and then eventually settle down into a more appropriate retirement place when the time was right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I share that because that's what you brought me to.
It's fair. It's fair. It's fair.
You know? But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so you go through the 30 to 60s, and certainly again, right, we'll go back to that first connection, is that making sure that someone has a clear idea of what your goals are. And then, you know, 60 to 90, those are really important.
Okay.
We've got sort of, we'll break that 60 to 90 going from age 60, 60 is a new 50, by the way, 50 is a new 40, 40 is a new 30. But certainly a 60-year-old these days is not a 60-year-old of 40 years ago. 60-year-olds are doing things that you just can't believe. And so we call it the go, go, go years. You know, the first 10 years of your retirement, you're going.
Oh,
you're
really?
Going everywhere.
So 60 to 70, you're
60
doing
to
it all?
70, and then 70 to 80, sort of go slow. You know, and then at 80 to 90, it's no.
You know what we'll do? We'll Tom, this is so much fun. I don't think I've ever had so much fun talking about investments in the future and retirement. But we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll pick up on the go, 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 maybe, preferably over the no, no, no. This is Richard Lannan. Listen for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hi, welcome back, listeners. Boy, I've been having a ton of fun on this show. I don't think I've ever talked about financial investments and planning, Tom, with anybody like this before. I'm pretty sure my former financial investor provider, because we moved, so we have to make a change province to province, but I don't know if I've had this much fun.
I appreciate that. I mean, we have to make it fun because it's something that is really, really quite important in people's lives, but sometimes, you know, it goes on the back burner.
Yeah,
so
it's easy to go on the back burner. I mean, I suspect even just like any Canadian, I'm procrastinating on a few things. And, you know, I'm getting there in years, too. So I'm going to get on top of things. Just before we did our break, I definitely want to get to the Set for Success tips. But we were talking about go, 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 slow, and then go, no, 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 no. That was funny stuff. But maybe we could expand on that a little bit more. Else could you tell us about that?
Yeah, so back to the original question, sort of, you know, where does a planner fit in your life? When should you start? When should you look at it? And definitely, really, at any time in your life. But, you know, the importance of what you've done over your life, if you've done what you said you're going to do and you're in that 60 to 90, you've, you know, officially retired, and you're going to want to enjoy yourself. So what I mean by go, go, go is that you might be doing all those things you wish you could have.
I wish I had. It's time to do that. I wish I could. You know,
right.
Those kind of things.
Yeah. So is that represented in your written plan? Is that represented the additional expenses? Because a lot of people say to themselves, "Wow, I'm not going to spend so much money in retirement." Unfortunately, sometimes it's even more.
Yeah, depending on what you want.
Because every day is a holiday.
Yeah. Right.
And now again, depending on whether or not that's going to fit in your plan. So that's the go, go, go stage. And then the go, slow is that just unfortunately, father time or mother time, whoever you subscribe to, is going to catch up.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to want to do things. And maybe at that point, maybe you're starting to do things for your children or grandchildren.
Yeah.
Very important time of your life. You might be reflective. You might find yourself reflective.
Okay. I'd like to jump into something here, estate plans and will and living wills and stuff. Do you find that a lot of people do not have these things?
Yeah, underlooked, a sort of a touchy subject, right? Yeah. Everyone has a story about an aunt, an uncle, a father, a brother, sister, mother, and when something has gone sour.
Yeah.
And we always hear probate, or maybe it's in with the province, or it's stuck and someone, you know, just wasn't able to understand what was going on. So again, back to that sort of our mantra, our company, the plan, right?
Yeah.
So what is the plan? In the event, and I used this word earlier, in the event you expire early or on time, whatever that is.
Probably on time is good. And maybe
time.
Out of choice.
Yeah, correct.
You know, laws are changing.
Correct. You're right. Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's very important. So what does that plan look like? What do you want to happen? Because leaving it into the hands of others, nothing causes more anguish between family and friends than, quite simply put, a bag of money sitting on the table. And what's it supposed to do? Where is it supposed to go?
Well, it's interesting. It was the Financial Post, or it was the Globe and Mail, actually did an article recently that basically said many Canadians are entering retirement with inadequate savings, studies fine, you know, and so on. I think sort of that's what we're talking about. It's like, don't be in that situation.
Well, let's say that there's no money involved, but what do you want to happen? How do you want your health to be taken care of? I mean, are any of your children going to be responsible, because as far as we're concerned, there is a responsibility of children to take care of parents who can't take care of themselves.
Most people don't realize that that actually is part of Canadian law. Now, I happen to be in the Generation X, and I take care of my dad's situation. So I've become educated over this stuff out of necessity. And so a lot of Canadians, they're not aware of the legalities around taking care of their elders.
Yeah, and has that been reflected in your current written plan? I mean, we've got to look out for these things. You know, 5'6" is my height. I start to stand on shoulders of other giants to look over the horizon to see what you may not see. So, you know, a good planner is someone who, and regardless if it's our firm or any of the other great firms in our city, looking out for you?
You're looking for a good person to work with, and hopefully they're with a good organization.
Totally.
Spoken like a true Generation X person. I mean, I'm so into your career, the idea of building your career and focusing on your career and helping other people to succeed, that's what's important, and then connecting with other people. We got a couple of minutes for this segment, and I always like to ask my guests for a couple of Set for Success tips or tricks or things to do to be successful. So what would be one of the things that you would recommend from your perspective to be successful, say, in life?
Oh, boy. That three tips in business.
Well, you don't have to do three. I mean, we can do one or two.
Yeah. Well, I think there's probably some fairly obvious ones, but maybe not so obvious. It's that we live in a very, very fast-paced and well-oiled information world.
Yes.
Certain events can change the perception of you. So I think a really, really good tip is always asking yourself, would my grandmother approve?
Would my grandmother approve?
Yeah,
okay,
I like that one. So, well, you know what? When things are, you know, when you're doing something or you're going to post something online, especially these days, you know, would my grandmother approve? You know, let's just think about this, because there are so many people out there are digesting this information and are not digesting it the way that you may have meant it to be digested.
Sure, sure.
So number one, certainly just think to yourself, boy, is there other people going to watch and learn from this, or will they think of you poorly or differently?
Well, I like the idea, will my grandmother approve? It's almost like saying to yourself before you hit send, should I send this email?
Correct.
Or should I wait 24 hours or whatever, right?
That
sort of rule, which is pretty good.
Yep.
What would be another one?
You know, I think it's actually, it's a tagline we came up with, and it's just any goal without a plan is just a dream. And
any goal without a plan is just a dream.
And then we've adjusted it to a little bit more. So any goal without a written plan.
Yeah.
So you know, writing it down. And I didn't believe this. And I wish maybe in high school, and something I'm working on as a project, is that teaching goal setting to younger people and the importance of writing it down and understanding the steps that are going to be needed to take in to get to that goal. And that's whatever it is, whether it's a health goal, whether it's a financial goal, whether it's a relationship goal. But certainly taking it down and measuring it, saying to yourself, can I attain this? And when am I going to attain it by? There's all sorts of resources online, smart goal setting and all sorts of stuff. But I really like that. I think that's a really good second set for success rule.
Yeah. there we go.
Yeah.
Tom, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, how would they connect with you?
Oh, you know, super easy. It's tomaldridge.ca. That's TOMALDRIDGE.ca. So tomaldridge.ca. Or certainly you can find us on LinkedIn. Just Google Tom Aldridge LinkedIn. And lastly, 204-489-4640.
Oh, right on. I appreciate you doing that for our listeners. You know, Tom, this has been a blast actually talking to you. And for our listeners, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. Hi, it's Richard Lannan back for Set for Success, and what a show that we've had. You know, we often talk to different business leaders or career professionals or individuals of what it takes to be successful in life. And today we've been talking with Tom Aldridge. And now Tom is with Investors Group. Now, Tom, do you have a final thought for our listeners?
Yeah, I think most importantly, regardless of your situation, regardless of who you deal with, most importantly is take some time. Take some time and invest that time. Invest that time wisely. Rearrange your schedule and take the time to sit down with your spouse or your business partners, depending on where, you know, your situation, and take some time and think about the future. Think about what you want to accomplish and the goals pardon me, and the steps that you're going to require to take to get there.
Yeah, you know, and probably do that sooner than later is probably always a good plan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I suspect after raising a couple of kids and moving a few countries and provinces and cities and stuff, you know, there's always time to, you know, you should take some time to make a plan.
It's really easy to procrastinate on this subject.
Real easy. Yeah. I want to take this opportunity to thank my guests for listening, and definitely thank my guests for listening. Yeah, thank my listeners for listening, and thank my guests for joining me. We always do a little thing to mess up here. If you have any thoughts or ideas or anything that you wish to share with me, just send me a note at richard@setforsuccess.ca. That's richard@setforsuccess.ca. Again, thank you, listeners. I hope that you make your highway a great highway and make your life and journey a great day.